Samoa is beginning its second day of a nationwide vaccination campaign as the death toll from the measles epidemic hits 62. But authorities are concerned they won't be able to reach enough people during the two-day blitz. Foreign Affairs reporter Melissa Clark is in the Samoan capital Apia and she spoke to me earlier.
It's very different from what one would normally expect on a busy weekday in the suburbs of the capital. The streets are empty. All the shops are shut, all businesses are shut because there is a national shutdown yesterday and today, so this mass vaccination campaign can take place. The idea is that everyone stays home, and if there is someone in their house that needs vaccination, they put a red flag out the front and the mobile vaccination teams can come to them. It's a way of trying to ensure everyone gets vaccinated, but also not having to gather everyone together in one place, a hospital or a clinic where transmitting measles is more likely. So it's very strange to have empty streets and empty roads. No one's allowed to drive anywhere, but it is meaning that the mobile vaccination teams can get around quickly and efficiently.
Is it likely to be a success? Are they actually reaching vaccination targets?
They're certainly making good progress. So before this measles outbreak, it's thought that the immunisation rate for the country was around 30%, which is very low, and there are a range of reasons for that. They want to try and get it up to 90%. When it comes to young children and teenagers, they look like they will succeed in getting to that target. They're doing well with mothers, but for the general population, authorities here tell me that they're worried they won't reach that 90% target at the end of this two-day blitz. And there's already talk about the possibility of having to extend it or perhaps having another day or two curfew next week to try and get to as many people as possible.
People who oppose vaccinations have been a problem in Samoa. How are authorities trying to combat their messages?
In a range of ways. The Samoan government has certainly been trying to promote the need for everyone to be vaccinated. They've taken the step of having the Prime Minister himself in his 80s get a vaccination and have that televised so people see that it is safe and encouraged to do. The Prime Minister has also talked about traditional healers, given many people have turned to traditional healers rather than medical facilities to try and get assistance. And he's saying to the population here, traditional healers might have a place for tropical diseases, but for an outside disease like measles, which is what they consider it, given it seems this case came from New Zealand, he's encouraging everyone to go to medical facilities. But we're also seeing international bodies from the UN and other NGOs really encourage social media companies to play a part here too and try and crack down on some of the social media posts that are promoting anti-vaccination messages. Some of them even coming from Australia have been able to gain traction here, and that is a real problem.
So why has that anti-vaccination message been gaining so much traction in Samoa?
Look, traditionally, there were lower vaccination rates here anyway, partly because many want to deal with traditional healers, partly because it's been a long time since there's been a disease outbreak like this. But the really big issue became 8 months ago when nurses here accidentally administered the incorrect drugs to two young children for a measles vaccine and they died. And we saw a lot of parents after that point afraid and losing trust in the vaccination system. We had the vaccination program shut down for quite a long time while the government investigated what went wrong and how it could be prevented from happening. And in those intervening months, we've seen a larger cohort of the population, particularly the children, grow up without getting the vaccines they need. And that means when this measles crisis has hit from New Zealand, it's really been able to take off in Samoa, where it hasn't in other countries like Tonga, because there's this cohort that didn't have their vaccination in this period.
Foreign Affairs reporter Melissa Clark in the Samoan capital, Apia.